So what do you got cooking this weekend, huh?
Put your head between your legs in the brace position and get ready for another week of bats hitting balls, balls through nets and off rackets, with coaches blowing up and referees entering the witness protection program. Sit back, relax, and enjoy what Triple M modestly calls the Weekend Legends.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. Chris Gale together with Andrew Rose. In the NRL so far, West Tigers 27, Cowboys 26.
You've talked about this all morning. That's all you've talked about.
A couple of other games. No. Gold Coast 20 went down to the Warriors 24. Thursday night saw Canberra 22 over Cronulla 20. On the real-time ladder, Rose, the Tigers are in the eighth.
Really? I bet you're excited. You're always kind of dancing around that eighth position though, right?
In these three games so far, teams have squandered leads of 20 points, 10 points and 18 points, yet all three teams have won.
Scraped through.
How tough is it to be a rugby league fan?
But you say that, and when games are boring and they're easy to watch, you get bored. You love these close ones. You love the scrape matches.
The theatre, the drama.
That's right.
Excitement that is rugby league. Talk about being tough. It's tough to be an Origin coach. And Freddie Fittler is under pressure as Origin goes west to Perth. We'll talk about some of the things we want you to keep your eye on.
Yeah, that Perth ground could be a bit of a danger.
We will go round the ground for Paddy's Market. Some key matchups in terms of the competition this weekend, plus the Bulldogs take on the Roosters.
Yeah, all right, settle.
And in the ICC Cricket World Cup, the second of the World Cups that we're following every night at the moment, Australia currently 3 wins, 1 loss, taking on Sri Lanka tonight at 7:30 p.m. We talk to the best in the business expert, Kerry O'Keefe. You're on the Weekend Legends, Triple M.
This show is definitely on the weekend. Whether these guys are legends may be debatable. Triple M's Weekend Legends.
Welcome back to the Weekend Legends, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M with Chris and Rose. Rose, I'm sure like me, your evening ritual right now is to settle down with a cup of tea and watch the 12th ICC Cricket World Cup over in England.
Absolutely. I'm not getting much sleep, but that is absolutely what I'm doing most nights now.
It's also in Wales, but who knows about that. And it's great to watch, provided it's not raining in old Blighty. And we need some expert perspective on what's happening. So we have with us former Test leg spinner, and it has to be said, opening batsman.
Yes.
Kerry O'Keefe. Kerry, last night England 2 for 212 knocked off the West Indies very, very easily. I only scored 36, as in Chris Gayle. But Joe Root, the captain, his second century and 2 wickets. How are England travelling, do you think?
Mate, initially, guys, early in the World Cup, I thought they were nervous favourites. But they're now comfortable in the going. They're on the bid. I think they're going to be hard to stitch. I've watched the highlights of last night. They were very impressive. Jofra Archer and Mark Wood have that 148 to 150k Yorker and bouncer. Ooh. And they are difficult at the start and at the finish. And Joe Root, well, fair dinkum. His cover driving and off driving, to me, is cricket porn.
there's something I've never thought about.
Yeah, oh, mate, I love an open face, the top hand in control, the check follow through. Hello, bring it.
I don't know,
and
Kerry.
We saw a lot of that last night. He got 100 not out, deputising as an opener. But love Root.
I've just got a strange vision of you in your dressing gown watching the game, Kerry. Jason Roy's pulled up with a hamstring injury, but as you say, England look good. Is the top four pretty straightforward right now?
I think it is. Yeah, I think New Zealand, with the point for the washout, although they'll be disappointed, I think having won the first three, although they played beatable teams, they're so well placed at the top, they'll make the four. England will. India are unbeaten. The race is on for that fourth spot. We're favoured. I think we'll get it. The West Indies would be an option, but, gee, guys, I thought they were exposed last night. There's nothing subtle about their game plan. It's all in-your-face power hitting and short-pitch bowling, and the stronger teams will have an answer for it in the clutch moments.
Those teams with more depth. Yeah, Kerry O'Keefe, it's Rose here, mate. One interesting thing about this World Cup so far is there's been quite a couple washouts due to the weather. How do you think that's going to impact the tournament in the long run?
Rose, I think it's going to have an effect for that fourth spot. It brings sides into it. Like, if Sri Lanka were to upset Australia tonight, they're in the frame. Bangladesh are a stronger team than most suspect. They've had a washout, but they can beat the favoured teams. So when the whips are cracking, sides like Bangladesh and Sri Lanka may just make it uncomfortable for Australia for that fourth spot.
Speaking of Australia, Kerry, I think our batting's looking reasonably set, and obviously our strike bowlers in Stark and Cummins are locked in, but the balance of the bowling attack is the big question mark right now?
Oh, without question, guys. You know, like, I think Stark and Cummins have been the standout. I think the stat that got me the most is that they've taken 18 wickets at 20 in the World Cup, and the others have taken 13 at 62. So the support is not there in the Australian lineup. I think Coulter Nile is worth persevering with as the number three, and he gets runs at eight. The problem there is the fourth and fifth. Is it Zampa or is it Lyon for the fourth, or is it, can Stoinis be trusted with 10 overs as the fifth, or is Mitch Marsh a better proposition?
Options.
Because I don't think we can fiddle Maxwell, Finch and Smith. I think they're just too attackable.
Yeah.
Opponents will seize on that. If they're the fifth bowling option, they'll look at 65 plus from their 10 overs. They'll see it as a real weakness.
I think the cricket porn fans will hope that Stoinis gets a role, Kerry, because they love his rig.
He loves his hair. I don't like my all-rounder consumed with his hair.
Look, we're talking to Kerry O'Keefe. Kerry, if you don't mind staying with us, we'd like to come back and talk about Virat Kohli, who's emerged as an unlikely Australian hero in this World Cup.
Yeah, loved it.
And Kerry's a big St. George League fan. We'll talk Origin with him and Dragons as well, Rose.
Ooh, footy talk. Let's do it.
Weekend Legends, Triple M.
Not sure if it's the show you'd give 10 out of 10, but these guys do high-five each other a lot.
So high-fives!
Triple M's Weekend Legends.
Weekend Legends, 104.9 Triple M with Chris and Rose.
Chris, we're talking to Kerry O'Keefe on the line. Kerry, it's so good to have you to talk all things cricket. One thing I wanted to ask you was, Australians love an Aussie hero in the World Cup cricket. We've had an unlikely one so far with Virat Kohli stepping up and asking some of the fans to not boo Smith and Warner. Here's a bit of what he said after one of the games.
I think what's happened has happened like long back. The guy's back, you know, he's trying to play well for his side. Even in the IPL, I saw him. It's not good to see someone down like that, to be honest.
He really, you know, stepped up and you know, stood behind the Aussie boys there, Kerry. What did you think of, you know, Kohli becoming an unlikely Australian hero?
Oh, I thought it was tremendous. I mean, I was there ringside when Tim Payne said to that incoming batsman, "You can't seriously like Virat Kohli, can you? Come on." I thought, wow. And there was no response.
Yeah, I thought it was amazing to see him kind of come out there and kind of defend a team that he's had a rivalry with for so long. I thought it was a real stand-up move by him. Chris, did you think
it was? Oh, mate, I thought it was a terrific gesture because, I think there's a sense of fair play in Virat Kohli. I mean, we see him as that fierce competitor, but, you know, I think, everything's above board with him, and he thought the behaviour of the crowds towards Smith and Warner was inappropriate, and he made a public stance on it, and full credit to him.
I have to agree. I also find his eyes quite magnetic, but that's another issue.
He's an engaging man, sure.
So, not as much as Joe Root's kind of
Now, listen, Kerry, we're a rugby league-centric show here on the Weekend Legends, and we know you're very passionate about the St. George Illawarra Dragons. You take on Manly Warringah this weekend. How do you feel after a long, lean period? Are you back?
Where's Chautauqua? We tend to not start or flash home, and that's what we're going to do because we're sitting 12th with negative 42 for a points difference, but it's the start of the Chautauqua run to early October, and it starts with the Sea Eagles.
I thought Chautauqua was retired, but that's just me.
Well, look, and on some say our coach should be close to that, but I'm not one of them.
Well, look on the bright side, Kerry, at least you're not a Bulldogs fan, right? But speaking of victories that we all need, Origin Game 2 is around the corner. I think we got a little bit surprised maybe in Game 1 and got that loss. Are you excited? Are you confident that the Blues can get a win in Game 2 and get this Origin back on track?
I'm a little worried the fact it's in Perth, and given that I play with a lot of Western Australians and they hate New South Welshmen above anybody, So the crowd will be for Queensland. Mm. People say, oh, it's a neutral venue. But I think that majority of the crowd will support the Maroons. So that is a problem. But, you know, at halftime in game one, I thought, oh, our extra yard of pace, Tedesco and Cook will see us through. So how did they come back and beat us? Those pesky banana benders.
Aren't they a nightmare?
How did they get an extra yard of pace after half time? I couldn't figure it out. However, I'm still backing Tedesco and Cook to ice the cake in Perth.
There we go.
And all those NRL coaches are worried about the hard, fast track. You played on a few hard, fast tracks at the Wacker, didn't you, Kerry?
I did. And didn't do very well, by the way. My least favourite ground.
Kerry, it's been an absolute thrill to talk World Cup and Rugby League with you, and we look forward to talking about future St George Illawarra Dragons success.
Thanks, guys. Hope so.
Thanks, Kerry. I appreciate it, man. He's a good guy, Kerry O'Keefe, isn't he?
I say he's the best in the business because he's a sharp sports mind. He just doesn't confine himself to cricket.
Yeah.
And he does it with so much verve and humour.
Although I don't think I can get cricket porn out of my head now. That's going to haunt me for a couple of days at least.
It's going to be a big seller. You're on the Weekend Legends, Triple M.
It's a show on the weekend and these guys are legends. So naming the show was a no-brainer. Triple M's Ghost Mutt. What is it? Weekend Legends.
Weekend Legends 104.9 Triple M with Chris and Rose. Fallout Boy singing there, thanks for the memories. Let's hope Freddie Fittler isn't thinking about the memories of 2018 after next week's Origin clash in Perth, Rose.
Speaking of memories, remember the days when people would spell song names without vowels? It was just MMRS. Thanks for the mumras.
They are bad memories for me.
Origin.
Will it be a case of the Blues singing the Blues after a loss in game two over in Perth, Rose?
Look, let's be honest here. I think a lot of Blues fans, whether we admitted it outwardly or not, we're pretty confident going into game one. We felt like we could start on the right foot with this series. Queensland were a little bit depleted. And then in the second half of that game one came around and we just completely dropped the ball, so to speak. So now the question goes, can the Blues get back on track and get a game two, which is essentially another Queensland game? Kerry O'Keefe said it earlier in the show that a lot of these Perth fans are probably going to be barracking for Queensland.
That's why we set up that crowdfunding initiative to pay Perth people to cheer for New South Wales.
Send money to the West.
Yes, keep sending that money in. You talk about getting on track. Well, the track itself is one of the issues. They're playing at the Dish Liquor Bowl, it's otherwise known as Optus Stadium,
mm-hmm.
and it's always fast and dry. And there's a real concern amongst the NRL clubs of the impact on the Origin players in terms of leg injuries.
Yeah, I mean, we're already seeing quite a lot of injuries this season on a regular basis. It must be getting clubs nervous that their star players are going to go out there and put their bodies on the line on one of the hardest turfs in this country.
Six West Coast Eagles and Fremantle Dockers have already incurred leg injuries.
Right, right.
Fremantle is no longer training there.
Really?
And as the old Gus Gould theory goes, you can deal with upper body injuries, but you can't run without legs, can you?
That's a great point, Gus. Thanks.
Now, Graham Annesley, the head of football for the NRL, has asked for a complete turf management plan.
A TMP?
He wants to know about hardness, grass length, and everything.
Yeah, yeah, that's the three criteria of grounds.
It's not just a battle of physicality, it's a battle of technology. And the Blues are wearing this fancy compression gear designed by the German firm Bauer Fein.
What's compression gear, by the way?
That's sort of like those rubberized garments that you wear. You know, you see people like skins.
What does it do, though?
It boosts circulation, okay. Something you could invest in.
Maybe I might get some of these.
And it stimulates muscle recovery. So they're computer precision fit. And as the Blues get on the plane over to Perth, you'll see them there. And you know why this stuff is going to work?
Why?
It's coloured blue.
Well, it might be the only blue thing in that stadium. It's weird that they go from this all natural, take your shoes off, hold hands, feel the ground, to like high-tech suits.
It's the mixture of the organic and the high tech that will bring victory to the Blues, Rose. But of course, the biggest issue is the halves. Triple M's James Hooper sent the league world into meltdown when he suggested that Mitchell Pearce and Nathan Cleary had already been selected in the halves.
It's an interesting combination. You've really got to have a think about who's going to play those halves for the Blues.
Well, we know Cleary won't be.
Right.
And we know Adam Reynolds can't. So Cody Walker's the incumbent. There's Jackie Boy Whiten. Everyone was thinking Maloney might come back because of his playmaking, but they've outlawed after Ben Hunt stole Boyd Cordner's boot burglary.
Boot burglary.
And James Maloney was going to come back and even up the playing field, but he can't anymore. We need a prop for Clemmer. And we now need a winger for Nick Kotrick, who was ruled out after his injury against Cronulla on Thursday night.
Another one. This is crazy. Where are you seeing these positions? I mean, you're an obsessed Origin guy. Are you seeing solutions to these missing gaps in the team?
Yeah, there are solutions. You pick players to replace them. I mean,
yeah, thanks.
You could put forward Matt Lodge or Regan Campbell-Gillard or Dale Finucane for the prop position. And hopefully Tommy Turbo gets through against the Dragons tomorrow and he's a lock for wing for the Blues.
Look, what we need is a Game 3 that matters in Origin. Life is not complete unless Game 3 matters. We need to go over to Perth and need to deal with these fans who are going to get on the Queensland side, and we need to get a win in this hard ground.
I tell you what I've worked out, though.
What's that?
I'm glad we're not picking the team, but they are being picked tomorrow night. Calm the Blues.
Yes.
Kicking you right in the weekend. Triple M's Weekend Legends.
Woo, I'm all fired up, baby.
My goodness, Rose. Take a long line by the Angels from Face to Face, one of the quintessential Australian hard rock albums.
I tell you, I've had a rough morning, Chris. We were up pretty late last night commentating the wrestling. That has fired me up. I'm ready to go. I can hit up the front line now.
We now realise we are the Weekend Legends on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M with Chris and Rose. Coming up at midday, the experts, the dream team. Triple M Saturday NRL with Tony Squires, Emma Lawrence, Wendell Saylor and Ryan Girdler. Triple M rocks the footy.
They're the dream team. Wait, you've already said that.
Now we go round the grounds now for Paddy's Markets. We have a look at the rest of the round in the NRL. Today at 3 p.m. and Triple M covering this game, the Melbourne Storm take on the Newcastle Knights at Amy Park.
Well, the big question here in this game is this seems to be a heat check for the Knights, right, Chris?
I agree.
Can they go six on the road? It's a really good run for the Knights, but the Storm is such a big challenge for any team in this league.
I'm going to shock you. If they win today, it's seven in a row. Can you believe that?
I can't believe you know how to count past six. That's
amazing,
incredible.
Isn't it? 82% of the Triple M tipsters think that it won't happen, that the Storm are going to win.
Well, I mean, that should be the result going into that. For any team in this league, the Storm at home is one of the most formidable things in rugby league. If the Knights can get it done, though, like you said, this is a huge deal.
Triple M will be providing coverage as well for the 5:30 game as the South Sydney Rabbitohs take on the Penrith Panthers at ANZ Stadium.
Juicy.
Adam Duerhey is back 3 weeks after his recovery from a long-standing ACL injury. He's doing the subbing for Adam Reynolds. He's actually sort of in there and doing the halfback stuff, doing the kicking.
Yeah.
The big question here is, are Penrith on the go? The three in a row, Ivan said in an interview this week, they were ready to be put down 3 weeks ago. can you kill big game cats? Is that even legal anymore?
I think you can, but you have to get a really obnoxious photo with it afterwards and post it on social media so everyone can hate you.
But the big question for South is they are actually looking at three losses in a row.
And it is weird.
The Gagai news that he wants out of the club, is this the first crack in the super coach facade?
Yeah, it seems to be some of these teams that are, you know, the locks, the big three, as we like to call them, are having a bit of a downtime in the middle of this season. And the Rabbits, let's see if they can bounce back.
Wayne can take some solace in the punters. 78% of the tipsters like the Rabbits.
Get off my lawn.
Triple M also providing coverage for the 7:30 p.m. game as the Eels take on the Broncos at Bankwest Stadium. Sad news during the week that Kaiser Pritchard is permanently retired. It's uncomfortable to say, but it's a crushed testicle.
Really?
Yep.
Ooh, nuts.
It's the third edition of the Stay Kind Cup, which looks at the grassroots values of kindness. There's no big question here, though, because we know the Eels can perform at Bankwest Stadium. So if they win here, what have we learned? Nothing.
I will tell you about Bankwest Stadium, though. I've worked there a couple of times already. It does feel like one of those rushed apartment buildings. Yeah. Like, you can smell the wood and the paint everywhere. It's a bit weird.
Tomorrow, 2 p.m, out at Lotto Land, the Manly Warringah Sea Eagles take on the St. George Illawarra Dragons. And news that Marty Tapau is committed to Samoa, left the New Zealand team going forward for the rep round.
That's a big move. That's a commitment right there, but I guess he believes.
And what do you think about this game?
Well, the big question here is that, you know, we've talked about who's that fourth team in the Big Four, but because of results in the last couple of weeks, I feel like it's evolved into a Big Six, right? The Big Six are the important.
So the Knights, the Raiders and Cronulla have joined Roosters, Storm and Rabbits, right?
Yeah, and I think Manly and St. George are two other teams that could potentially land in this Big Six. And it's always interesting when you have two teams that are kind of bouncing around form in the middle of the season. They face off in a game like this. It really sorts the men out from the boys.
And coming off the back of the announcement that in 2020 and 2021, the grand final will be played at the SCG.
Okay, sure.
Canterbury take on the Sydney Roosters.
Yeah, look, there's a ton of questions here, right?
Well, the big question is, will we be celebrating four Roosters losses tomorrow?
Well, we can only dream, but I think, you know, it's a big one for the Dogs with Dallin joining the team. He's a born leader. He was the captain of the New Zealand team. So Will the Dogs improve because of a leader in their group? And like you said, can the Roosters get back into form? I think the Roosters can.
Yeah, celebrating four losses in a row, 97% of the tipsters say no chance.
I'd just like to celebrate one win in a row. That'd be nice.
That was Round the Ground for Paddy's Markets, Haymarket and Flemington. They're home to all your fresh food needs this footy season. For me, that's meat, bread, potatoes, and okay, Mum, a little bit of salad. Visit paddysmarkets.com.au. Weekend Legends, Triple M.
Like copping a weekend to the Plums. Triple M's Weekend Legends.
Welcome back to the Weekend Legends, 104.9 Triple M with Chris and Rose. Now, Rose, medical experts still recommend that you get some sleep.
Well, I hope to get some sometime today.
So it's impossible to keep track of everything that happens in the world of sport. That's why we've invented...
Wait, what?
What did I miss?
Now, we're learning all the time in rugby league. There are new terms that have to be explained that clarify what the game is. Like, I mean, who knew what post-contact meters were 5 years ago?
I didn't know what escort meant until 3 weeks ago.
Correct. Now, fortunately, there's been a second incident with North Queensland Cowboy Josh Maguire's hands being in the head area of another player. This time it was Dylan Walker from the Manly Sea Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to explain what's happened... Head of football, Graham Annesley from the NRL, had this to say.
There is a difference between a facial, for the want of a better term, you all know what that, you know, what we're referring to, hands in the face, what we would traditionally call eye gouging.
I don't know what to say in relation to that, but at least we now know the difference.
I love it when older dudes get caught up in a serious conversation that say something really silly. He's copped a facial there.
Thank you, Graham Annesley.
Speaking of rugby league, a big shout out to Jared Croker, who hit 244 games for the Raiders this week. Number one?
Jason Croker.
Jason Croker, 318 games. That's a hell of a lot of Croker.
That's almost 600 games of Croker. You can't have too much Croker in your team, can you?
Well, apparently you can't, but you could overdose on Croker, maybe.
Now, the St. Louis Blues have won their first ever Stanley Cup, defeating the Boston Bruins yesterday 4-1 to take it out in a 7-game series.
I loved this series. This is the most fun I've had watching ice hockey.
Here's what you might have missed. They've had a 52-year wait. They were an expansion team that began in the 1968 season,
mm-hmm.
and they made the Stanley Cup final for each of the first 3 years that they played.
Wow.
But that's because one of the rules of an expansion team, there had to be one in the finals.
Oh, really?
And they got swept 4-0 each time. So not only is it their first Stanley Cup, it was the first ever Stanley Cup finals game they ever won.
Do you know they're the biggest team in sport, in all of sport, that have made the most finals games without winning a title? So it's really good that the Blues won a title there. Eden Hazard, the football player, has signed with Real Madrid. From Chelsea to Real Madrid, this guy is wealthy. This is how much money he makes. For a year, he's going to make over 31 million Australian dollars. He makes about $1.64 a second. That's two chupa chups every second. He's got about $63 a minute. In the time that we've done this show, he's made $8,000.
I love him. I'll give him a call.
I can't stand him.
You might have missed that the Raptors have won their first ever NBA championship. Listener Tim Curtis says, give credit to the rapper Drake. Unfortunately, we have no idea what a rapper is.
No, I don't know what a rapper is, but I'm sure he's still partying. Aussie UFC champ Robbie Whittaker is supposed to have his title blockbuster with Israel Adesanya later this year in Australia. They've switched it to Las Vegas.
What?
Get this, because it's on the same weekend with the NRL Grand Final.
Quite right.
This is insanity. I'll solve it for you right now. Pre-game entertainment for the Rugby League Grand Final. An octagon in the middle of SCG and the boys throw down.
While you're waiting, there are four games of Rugby League in your town, Sydney, this weekend. Get out there.
Go the Doggies!
You've been on the Weekend Legends, Triple M.
See ya.
The Weekend Legends on Triple M.